The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of July, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming at you in about 5 minutes. Now, we're starting off our news now with Facebook reaching into their bank account and apparently are ready to pull out $5 billion. Yeah, that is the magic number that the FTC agreed upon with over their repeated privacy violations. This is according to the Wall Street Journal, by the way. They apparently have voted and said, yeah, okay, $5 billion, that sounds about right for a settlement. And now that the FTC over in the U.S. has agreed upon this, the Justice Department then will make the final review. Though we don't really know how long that's going to take for them to debate on that. Now, back in April, Facebook actually said aside $3 billion just in case the FTC said, yeah, okay. But apparently after that, I guess $2 billion more was needed. Now, if everything is okay over there at the Justice Department and everything is approved, the fine would actually be the largest in history of the FTC. The current record is actually $22.5 million from Google. That was back in 2012. Hey, speaking of Google, you get your news over there, that news tab. You might have noticed, looking a little different. That's because Google's rolling out an update for its news tab on desktops, that is, with a kind of newly refreshed, nice, classy design that only Google can do. This new design brings that news tab closer, more along the lines of the dedicated Google News site. News stories are now displayed in a card format, and by doing so, it's making the headlines a lot more prominent. Now, granted, it's not a huge design overhaul. Google's not really ever known for that. But it is showing that Google wants to take a step more towards of having news at the more of the forefront of their priorities, particularly when recently it's relaunched its own dedicated news app with its AI feature. That AI, of course, helping to take down that fake news that kind of makes the rounds nowadays. Now, if you're not seeing the updated news tab, don't worry. It is currently rolling out very slowly, and all of us around the world should be seeing the complete rollout in the coming weeks. And finally, if you thought I don't feel like working today, it's Monday, maybe I'll just play a little internet board games, card games through Microsoft. Well, I got some bad news for you. That is, if you're still one of those diehards out there using Windows 7. Yeah, internet games for you, and even earlier versions of Windows, which I hope you're not running, but I'm sure some still are. Yeah, they're shutting those games off, including backgammon, checkers, hearts, spades, and even MSN Go. Now, apparently, you're going to be losing access to these games based on what version of Windows you're actually using. If you're using XP, oh my goodness gracious, you've got worse problems than these games going away. Nonetheless, though, you're not going to see these games after July 31st. Windows 7 users, yeah, you could still hold on a little longer to your OS. You'll have access up until January 22nd of 2020. Once again, Microsoft's making it harder and harder for you to stay on your old, outdated OS. So if online gaming's your thing, particularly when you're bored and just don't like working, maybe today you can start upgrading to Windows 10. Eventually, you're gonna have to give in anyway. Might as well get started now. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, of course. You can subscribe to our podcast over there and so much more. You can also contribute to the British Tech Network. It's actually the reason why the new show stays on the air, because of your contributions. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. We always appreciate your support, and thank you to those who continue to support us month after month and year after year. Check us out, too, on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community at our BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your checkers and backgammon. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.